Paul Hawksby, Andy Jacobs here on Talk Sports, and these are good times if you're an Aston Villa fan.
Excuse me, yeah.
Champions League nights like Juve don't come along every day. There's been some big nights so far in this run.
It's been a wonderful campaign so far.
Under Unai Emery. So we're going to take you back now, initially, to another interesting period for Aston Villa. The big Ron and Graham Taylor, that sort of time. Joe Venglos, I think, around then. With some very good players. You forget just how good that squad was during that period. Richard Sydenham has written, nobody remembers second, Aston Villa, 89-93. Good afternoon, Richard.
Good afternoon, gents. How are you?
Not so bad. Yeah, good, so why did you home in on this sort of four-year period?
I wrote a book. I actually came into your studio a few years ago about a book I wrote before Villa in the 70s and 80s called Ticket to the Moon, and that centred around the journey up to the league championship win and then the European Cup and the journey down from there. And a lot of people said, is there going to be a sequel? And I sort of never took it seriously, actually. But when the dust settled, I started to think that if there ever was a sequel, this period would be it. Because although it wasn't the most successful period in Villa's history, it was a lot of people's favourite time. I remember it well with Graham Taylor. It was some real vibrant football, and then Big Ron came in and totally changed the squad, and for both different reasons, that both teams probably should have won the league, and never did, of course.
I'm thinking also, when was the John Gregory era? It was a few years later.
It was later than that.
That was another, promised to be quite a good period as well.
It's just the quality of the players. When I look at some of the teams that Villa were putting out, some of the players that played in this period, as I mentioned, Cass and Dean Saunders, David Platt and his pomp, Gordon Cowans had come back from Italy, Paul McGrath, Tony Daly. I mean, I'm just looking at this picture now. There was so many good players during this era. Martin Keown was part of it, Dwight York. Really, Dalian Atkinson, great Ray Houghton, great players in that period.
Yeah, well, it was interesting, actually, because Villa were nearly relegated in the 88-89 season. Very close to relegation, just stayed up. And then I think the signing of Paul McGrath in that 1989 summer just changed everything. Martin Keown said that if he'd have known McGrath was coming in, he wouldn't have left to go to Everton. He missed out on that period then. Mm. But I think without sounding disrespectful to that squad, it was, apart from one or two, like, as you've mentioned, McGrath and Cowans and a young Platt, it was a lot of journeymen in that team. Mm. But they just came together and gelled, and it was a fantastic period in the end. Just couldn't get over the line. Lost some silly games towards the end, and Liverpool obviously knew how to win. They've been in that position before, and they came through. And then the big Ron's team that was second a few years later, massively different, bigger names, higher profile. The signing of Dean Saunders ought to have been the last piece of the jigsaw, which was the quote Ron Saunders said a few years before when he signed Peter With. And of course, they did win the league that season. But on this occasion, they just couldn't get over the line and lost to Man United in that season.
You mentioned Joseph Venglos, Dr. Joe Experiment. We put a whole chapter on him, and that was quite an interesting period as well. He was a different character.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of overseas managers working in English football. It was quite radical, really, wasn't it? Doug Ellis making that appointment.
Yeah, I think Doug liked the fact he was the first to bring in the first overseas manager to English football. It was a bit left field. Obviously, didn't work. They nearly got relegated again. You could see the logic, really, because he'd done well with Czechoslovakia in the 1990 World Cup, but his ideas were just a bit too radical for the squad. He didn't like the idea of players drinking. He was very strict on diet and fitness and that kind of thing. And I think Arsene Wenger probably said the same thing 5 or 6 years later, and English football was ready for it then. But at this time in 1990-91, the players just didn't buy into it. There was one or two exceptions like Dwight York and Tony Daly, who wasn't drinkers, but most of the players just wasn't having him.
Can you draw any parallels in what's going on at the moment? Are there areas you see sort of similarities or whatever of what Unai Emery's doing at the moment?
I guess the biggest parallel is that both of those scenes that I've mentioned, lots of good games, good times, happy crowd in general, and the same now, there's a feel-good factor. both of those times. Obviously, Villa went on to win the League Cup in 94 and the big run. But in terms of the league, they couldn't get it done. And it's a bit early for Villa to win the league now, I think. But Unai Emery's team definitely going places. You know, huge progress. But ultimately, they still seem a bit short on, you know, challenging for the title. But that's the biggest parallel. The feel-good factor's back. And we saw that no better than that win against Bayern Munich. We're obviously hoping for same things tonight.
Yeah, yeah, slight loss of form recently, though, isn't it? So they could do with results picking up a bit, I think.
Yeah, six matches without a win isn't ideal, is it, to be going into a game against Juventus? Although Unai, he can't do any wrong with the Villa fans. I do think he could have done it. Maybe something different in the start of that run when he picked a weakened team against Crystal Palace in the League Cup. I thought that was a competition that was there to be won. And I just felt it created a bit of a poor momentum after that. I think if we'd have won that game and gone on to quarterfinals, it would have just maintained a bit more form. But it wasn't to be. So maybe the great Villa Park atmosphere tonight, which we've seen down the years, you know, can just motivate them. I was just about old enough to go to that last game against Juventus in 1983 when we lost 2-1 to a Juventus team that was pretty much the Italy world champions at the time. And so we didn't get it done that night, but let's see, playing a slightly weaker Juventus team tonight, but always better.
Well, we wish you well with the book, Richard. Sure. Good to talk to you again.
Thanks, guys. It's been great to be here.
Enjoy tonight's match. So Villa back 89-93. Nobody remembers second, as Richard said. It was a feel good time with a sort of a minor trophy, if you like, along the way. But some good football played with some great players. So you can go and check out Richard's book. It's published by Pitch and is out now in hardback. We're going to bring you that game on Talk Sport 2.